Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so this video reaches a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Conrad Reicher. If you're tired of being told that leadership is toxic, then his book, Winston Churchill, Manly Leadership, Courage, and Eloquence, shows you why Churchill's old-school toughness still matters. You'll learn how courage is built through action, how modern leadership training is designed to make followers and not leaders. If you want to lead with strength and conviction, not weakness and apologies, then check out Winston Churchill, Manly Leadership, Courage, and Eloquence. Available now on Amazon and Google Play Books, as well as Spotify. Links are in the description. And now on with the memes. Number one, Pedro Pascal was spotted at a No Kings march against Donald Trump. He better enjoy his fame because he'll be unemployed and irrelevant in only 5 years. Thanks to artificial intelligence, and then we'll be making our own content, and we'll never have to see him and Zendaya ever again. I hear that he comes from a long family line of communist authoritarians, and that his family had to flee because they wanted to bring about real communism for the first time in history. Moving on, at this point, women like this are just a joke. Cheese Preggers has an 11-year-old and is looking for a celibate man until they get married. My first question is, what color are the kids? My second question is, where's the father? My third question is, are there any Christian men out there stupid enough to fall for this Captain Save-A-Ho trap? It's also hard to tell if this is just AI-generated rage bait these days that plays into men's fantasies. Number three, here's the best way to understand modern yoga poses. Divorce looks absolutely desperate and married looks disgustipated. The best translation for these three with only one word each is receptive, reluctant, and do whatever you want. I know that's three words, but I just can't help myself. Looks to me like the divorced ones prove the biggest bang for your buck. So I guess it's divorce women for us. Got it. Up next, here's a picture of an e-girl and her reply guy. I wonder how much he actually paid for that picture. Look how far he's leaning in and how far back her upper body is leaning out. He also looks like he's carrying her purse with pride. This is Adriana Lima, and that could be any random fan that she met out in public. She didn't have to pose with him, but the fact that she did, and the fact that she's trying to somewhat lean her head in, tells me that she might not be that bad of a person. Number 5, Gen Z women are deliberately dating ugly guys, and it's called Shrekking. What kind of incel propaganda is this? Does anyone really believe this, that women after a millennia of only chasing Chads and Tyrones are now going to go slumming with Chuds and Darnells? Their version of an ugly guy is probably a 7 or 8, instead of a 9 or a 10. The only ugly men I've known women to date or marry are rich guys they plan to divorce rape or men they plan on pushing around. Moving on, here's what it's like being poor middle class with little to no financial assets these days. When the stock market goes up, you get nothing. And when it goes down, you lose your job. If that's the case, then scrimp and save and invest in the market yourself. I hope that bro knows he can invest in stocks, right? Not financial advice, but I sold all my stocks in crypto a few months back and expect a correction before buying back in. I don't buy into the whole debasement trade. Once everyone is talking about it, the trade is usually over, and it's time to head to the exits at higher prices before everyone else does. Number 7, apparently this is what happens when major tech firms hire Indians with fake credentials. They end up destroying their companies. How else could you explain Amazon Web Services going down and Microsoft falling apart? The products typically start breaking down so these companies can save some money. It's also that most of the competent white people went to work in AI, and they know that in a few years it'll mostly be Indians, replaced by AI anyways. Up next, Sanae Takaishi is Japan's first female prime minister, and she's also a heavy metal drummer and doesn't want enrichment coming to Japan. She also likes to ride motorcycles and likes fast cars, so I'm sure we're all hopeful that she's just one of the guys ready to save Japan. But don't be fooled. Women have own group preference, and I wouldn't be surprised if she increases spending programs for women. Here's hoping that she's Japan's version of Margaret Thatcher. Number 9, someone shared this photo of a Lego employee in Pennsylvania, and they have an alphabet people pin on their uniform. This is a toy targeted to kids, and the employee wears this. I've also seen this at my local Lego location as well. But then again, if you know anything about Lego, kids can't afford it these days. It's become a luxury brand for nostalgic middle-aged people. I've spent 20 grand building giant Lego cities and used their pick-a-brick wall, which you see in the background there, to build it. Moving on, who believes that women after 30 are dating to be wives and not girlfriends? They're still trying to be girlfriends to Chads, though. But if they do want to get married, they try and find some simp that doesn't understand how high body counts wreck women. and trick them into commitment and walking down the aisle. For women, their 20s are for having fun, and their 30s are for finding some poor soul willing to tolerate the aftermath. If you're not worthy of her 20s, then she's not worthy of your 30s. Number 11, this Algerian woman is a PDF file. They raped and ended a 12-year-old girl in France. She's gonna get life in prison. But how much you wanna bet that they're gonna let her out after only 5 or 10 years? Apparently what she did was related to witchcraft and she wanted to practice some ritual curse or something like that. This never would have happened if the West didn't open up to mass migration. Is economic growth really worth this happening to innocent kids? Up next, looks like someone was tricked by a twink. He says that this is the pinnacle of female beauty, and it's the best picture of a woman he's ever seen before. The guy that posted this gets back to him and says it's actually a picture of a dude that he found on a gay forum. I remember back in the day when my ex-girlfriend had a gay friend in his late 20s, and he told me he was always going after the 20 or 21-year-old guys. I guess guys are after youth and beauty no matter what their orientation is. Number 13, this guy's a high school teacher. Even so, I feel better sending my son to his class than a female teacher because the guy that dresses like this wouldn't dare touch the kids. It's always the people that are less obvious, i.e. female teachers, that are more likely to be PDF files. Maybe my reasoning is flawed, but you just know that the students are going to be making fun of him, and he's got to have big balls under that skirt to take their taunting. Moving on, someone says that Central Park should be paved over and turned into an airport. Sounds like a great idea. But how would the planes take off and land through all those skyscrapers? You just know what would happen. All the jets would be taking off and landing over Harlem. But it's a bad idea because without the green space in the middle of Manhattan, many people would go crazy and the billionaires would be pissed off seeing an airport next door. Number 15, here are some words to live by. Men sleep with who they can and women sleep with who they want. Men want women, but women need men. Psychologically, that is. The man is the prize and he needs to start acting like it. Unless, of course, he's an incel Chad that no woman wants. This only applies to men of value. A high-value man is one that's chased by women. If you're not being chased, then you're not high-value. Hit the gym, get rich, and get surgery if you want a woman. Moving on, this woman travels 500 miles to take the easiest driving test on the Scottish island, but still fails. It's a good strategy, but when you're a bad woman driver, you can't be helped. I tried the same strategy when I went for my second driving test and was bad at parallel parking, and that test omitted it. So I took the test at an easier driving center and passed. It's good that she didn't pass because if she did, she might have wreaked havoc on the road. Number 17, here's another possibility if that woman passed her driving test. She could have just exposed her junglies to a male police officer when they pulled her over. Unfortunately for her, the cop would still tell her, this isn't high school, and bees will get you nowhere. I'm guessing he's seen a lot of this. I can hear her say, I've heard you guilty of tickets out to pretty girls. Then he'd say we don't, and then he proceeds to give her tickets. Moving on, half the global population growth now comes from Africa. But eventually even Africa will fall below replacement fertility, especially once the rest of the world stops giving them food. But that doesn't mean that they won't actually be migrating to Western countries and running amok. If the world just isolated sub-Saharan Africa and stopped giving them food, I suspect that much of the continent would revert back to the Stone Age. Then again, knowing the globalists, they'll try and transfer 500 million blacks to Europe in the coming decades. Number 19, here's Seinfeld updated for modern audiences. You just know that someone is going to do this with AI in the next few years. But if it's really updated for modern audiences, then where is Elaine's nose ring and facial tattoos? Also, where are the race swaps and gender swaps? This wouldn't be greenlit without those. Also, is it my imagination or do Jerry and Kramer look like AI merged them with Prince? Elaine also needs to weigh 250 pounds for more accuracy. Up next, this couple in San Diego have their proposal ruined by two people in a crab costume. The crab people were trying to save the man from a brutal future divorce. Then again, I wouldn't be surprised if they invited the crab people to their wedding. The guy probably thought that the two people in the crab costume would make the proposal even better, but the woman probably thought it was a lot worse. The pier in the background, in case you're wondering, those are actually motel rooms. You drive your car right onto the pier. It's pretty cool, actually. Number 21, if a man pays for child support and then finds out later that the kids aren't his, should the woman have to pay it back? Yes, in a world with justice, that would be the case. Paid back with interest, even. But we live in a gynocentric world where I wouldn't be surprised if the man had to pay even more as a penalty for an illegal DNA test to find out if the kid was his or not. Then again, maybe get the real father to pay the stepfather instead. Moving on, take a look at what Kim Kardashian's daughter looks like. This is what happens when your mother throws the father figure out of your life. This is how a normal 12-year-old girl is supposed to look with face tattoos. She already looks like a 24-year-old one. At this pace, she's going to hit the wall a long time before she ever gets to 18 and becomes legal. Looks to me like Kanye might be the sane one out there out of both these parents. Actually, this is just a Halloween costume. Well, that's quite a relief. Number 23, solving the migrant crisis is quite easy. Just stop giving them benefits and they'll deport themselves. The West is going bankrupt trying to have a welfare state and open borders. Eastern Europe can't afford to have a robust welfare state, and that looks like it's the only thing that's saving them from enrichment. The welfare state is held up by white people. Once they make up a minority of people in your country, or too poor to support the welfare state, it falls apart, like is happening in South Africa right now. Up next, they say that illegals armed with boomsticks are harder to deport. Unfortunately for them, they also live mostly in blue states where boomsticks are usually restricted or banned. Yet it makes it harder for them to be deported, but it also makes it a lot easier for them to be put in the ground. And a filled body bag is a lot easier to send home if that's what their family prefers. Remember though, that armed illegals are called an invasion. Number 25 and the last one, which dress do you prefer on Sydney Sweeney? I like the one on the right, but did you notice that she has shorter hair in the picture on the left? I definitely wasn't looking at that. But I think we all prefer longer hair because shorter hair just looks cheesy. Remember that long hair looks good on every woman. Once they cut it short, they usually start giving up on their appearance. Would any of you notice if she didn't even have hair? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.